All right. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. I'm still alive. Hey, everybody. What's up? It's me again, your host, Dangerous ASMR. Calling you. I'm going to say calling you. What is it? Talking to you. Live? Not really. No, it's not live. What am I saying? I need to start this over. Way too high. Hey guys, what's up? It's your host, Dangerous ASMR, and I'm back again recording this from my shelter where I will stay in place until the plague that is killing humanity has ended. Just in time for me to, you know, rise up from my bunker and then immediately catch it and die. what's up? So, I'm hoping that you're here not to talk about the thing that everybody's talking about, which is the thing that's keeping us all inside and quarantined and slowly losing our minds. So, like, this needs to be an oasis away from that, I think. Like, partly I want to make joke coronavirus, like, role plays, but then I think, you know, a lot of people probably want to escape that reality right now and not have it kind of like reminded of how shitty stuff is right now. Like, hey, you remember, like, it's just texting now, like, they're texting the person that they have a crush on, like, the next girlfriend, ex's older sister, be like, oh, look, I'm texting him. It's just gonna be like, I really wish I could be holding you right now. Darn this social distancing. Like, oh my God, so much tension. Like, so sexy. I'm gonna sext you a picture right now. This is what it looks like. I'm gonna describe it in text form in case you don't see the picture. So good. So good, you guys. No, we're just gonna ignore it. All of it. It's all fantasy. And in none of my fantasy worlds are any of them dealing with this fucking bullshit virus, okay? So, in one of those fantasy worlds is me. That's the level of high I am right now. Recording. I'm on my own fantasy world riding a unicorn. His name is Zeus, and he poops thunder lightning. It's amazing. Zeus is the best. I don't fuck him, by the way, even though it wouldn't be, like, bestiality if I did, because his mind is the mind of a god, like a Greek god. It's phenomenal. How do I know? He told me in his hoarse voice. I'm a man. Such an alluring hoarse voice. So hot. I was like, oh, Mr. Zeus. Maybe do carrot. Okay, so let's just move on from that. I haven't even really been quarantined that long. I have no excuse for this behavior. I was just always this way. Like, there are those people that are starting quarantine fairly sane and whose sanity will be damaged over time. And there's those of us who are already starting from, like, midpoint sanity. And so it's like, let's see how it goes. Will it improve? Being forced away from humanity, what causes so many of our mental woes? Or will it get worse? Because we literally, like, cannot go out among people. It's going to be an interesting thing to see. I feel like I sound like a fucking villain who just spread this plague among humanity to test its effects. I promise you that is not true, but that is kind of what I sounded like for a second. Yeah, so I'm done talking about this. This is some bullshit. I'm not a scientist, but don't go outside. So today... Instead of talking about the coronavirus, we are going to be mocking some more children. In specific, we are going to be mocking one of my patrons, Net Neutrality. He was kind enough to send me some of his 7th grade poems to rip apart for Drunk and Dangerous. And how can I say no to mocking somebody as a child, and especially as an adult now, mocking them when they were a child? I feel like it's my duty to mankind. So, like, this is, if you know, worst comes to worst, my final gift to mankind will be mocking Net Neutrality, you know? That's my final gift. So, now that I've made that incredibly weighty statement, let's do the worst Drunk and Dangerous of my life. and read some of my patron, Net Neutrality's 7th grade poems. And I will start with the first one. Waterfall. When it happened, none were ready for it. Starting as a smooth stream, it passed along the fresh forest like juice, trickling slowly but steadily through a green apple. Through the apple, like veins, just veins of juice. It's kind of terrifying. Like a really juicy apple would be like one that's been juicing, right? Like with steroids, like literally pumping more juice into their veins. Like I'm just imagining this like big-dicked apple. You bite into it and it's just squirting juice like in pulses on your face. It's like the worst fucking... If it's a golden apple, would it be a golden shower? I apologize. It's Granny Smith Cornhusker Crimson. Exploded as musky vanilla all over your face. It was terribly... Wait. Waterfall's about to get super emo. Are you guys ready? It was terribly tragic. The water turned acid green and angry when it hit. Although they were fresh water fish, bad bullying bubbled water did not satisfy their gills. What the fuck does that mean? So, freshwater fish can't be satisfied by bad bullying bubbled water? Like, so many questions. So, they're not satisfied by bubbly water? Is it like you bring them a club soda? They're like, I asked for flat water, not sparkling. You know? The bullying bubbled water. That's interesting. It didn't satisfy their gills. They were wet, were they? So wet, but they weren't satisfied. What did they need, net neutrality? What do they need to be satisfied? The rabbits were scared and swift. Fear in the squirrel's mind became a gigantic skyscraper. A giant skyscraper of fear. I kind of love that as like measuring fear by building size. Start out. You're like, I have a pup tent of fear. And then you're like, I have a ranch style home of fear. I have 3-story Colombian style suburban dream house of fear. It's beautiful. I like that the squirrels are the ones that are skyscraper-sized amount of fear. That's a fuck ton of fear for a squirrel. Just get away from the waterfall. You don't have to be so scared. And the cold, cruel crash like a blowing, blasting volcano now explored and expanded across the forest. At last, the relieved river, satisfied and silent, exited the forest and entered the poor prairie. What now? That's a good fucking question. What now? Okay. In more themes of water, we have high dive. And see, this is, I don't know if it's all his or if it was like other people in his grade. I'm not sure because the names are blocked out, so it could just be his 7th grade class, which also, bless it, like, I fucking love it. Every single kid, whoever wrote these, mocked. Shamelessly mocked. Me, you, whoever it was, mocked. We all deserve it. Let's embrace one another from a distance over mocking children at large everywhere. But, like, as adults, not to them, you know. Especially if they're adults. If they were adults and were mocking them, then absolutely to their face. Make them feel that shame. Just, like, dig it in. Salt that wound. Old scar? No. Fresh now. Look how cringy you were. You were right. You were as cringy as you thought you were. Okay, high dive. While I tiptoed up the 10-foot ladder, that sounds dangerous. Keep your feet flatter than that. My thoughts were white with obliviousness of what awaited me. Once at the edge of the board, like the ledge of a steep cliff, I caught a hint of uneasy doubt. Cold heat. What the fuck are you even saying? As if going down a bent slide with nothing to grasp. I love that that is like the metaphor that a kid uses, because like no adult would say that. I kind of love it. Like, it's so, their age is so obvious. Like, I can't imagine describing this. You know, like a bent slide when you can't grab the edge. Like, the fuck are you talking about? A bent slide? I shot up heroin in the bathroom. What is this shit? I was pulled toward what was against my will. Okay, I think you are, what is it when a ghost takes someone over? What's that called? Fuck, what's it called? Well, a ghost is basically, yes, possessed your body. A ghost has possessed your body. The crashing, exploding slam echoed across the pool. My fear burst into flames like a time bomb and curled into mere ashes, along with the seriously turbulent pool, making a robust attempt to settle. It sounds like someone gave a kid a thesaurus and said, tell a story and then go in and like replace all the regular words with some weird archaic version that doesn't really fit. So when you read it, it really doesn't make a lot of sense, but it makes it sound super fancy. Just the crashing, exploding slam echoed across the pool. Are you diving into cement? Is there water in the pool? This shouldn't be an exploding sound. But a shrilly burning message, like hot and sour Chinese soup. Wow. So apt. This kid likes hot and sour Chinese soup. Like, that's impressive. Like, thanks. I know more about this kid's diet than I need to. Tugged at me, urging me out of this stressful pool as if it were an abyss filled with poisonous venom. My God, it's not just venomous. It's poisonous and venomous. It's poisonous venom. Thank God it wasn't venomous poison, though. That'd be so much worse. Poisonous venom, venomous poison, definitely go with the poisonous venom. Thank God that hot and sour soup in her brain told her to get out of the pool. Reluctant and relieved, I climbed out amid the orbiting swarm of waiting divers. In the near distance, I was aware of the crash of another daredevil. The literal daredevil, because he's That's his excuse for being in, like, an underage girl's swim class. I swear to God, Judge, I didn't know where I was. I'm blind. And they're like, but your echolocation. Oh, fuck, who ratted me out? Matt Murdock becomes, like, Matt Pervdick. Oh, God, I'm an idiot, okay. Next poem. Found poem. Words from Don't Be Afraid, National Geographic, September 2000, page 143. So basically this kid took parts of the article to make a poem. So let's see how he butchered this National Geographic article by cutting shit out of it to make a poem. The jaguar is a scaredy cat. Fearful of humans, this shy creature almost never reveals itself in the wild. Yet we find it thrives in Honduras. Each of these big cats requires a huge territory to survive. For if our wetlands, rainforests, and cloud forests support large predators, they can easily accommodate 700 kinds of birds. What the fuck? That doesn't make any sense in context. The rest of the poem is about jaguars. And then they're like, surely, if our wetlands are filled with jaguars, these birds will be fine. Like, where the fuck did this come from? I thought I was at a jaguar symposium, and now you're talking about fucking birds? I don't give a shit. Give me the jaguar back. 700 kinds of birds. How big are they? Are they jaguar-sized birds? Then yeah, that's a problem. Are they bigger? Are they dinosaurs? Let's be honest, they were dinosaurs. The tree. This one is not a found poem. This kid actually wrote it, so congratulations. You get a prize. Like a tree absorbing nutrients of the sun and soil, the poet adds verbs and nouns with his watering can. Watering them onto what? The laptop, the paper, with our minds? That's interesting. Just like a poem, a tree grows from an idea. No? No, a tree does not grow from an idea. It doesn't grow from an idea. That's just incorrect. That's just scientifically inaccurate. Blanked out name child. I hope this wasn't your poem, Net Neutrality. This is terrible. If whichever one of these is, all of them have sucked. So if yours is in here, it's sucked so far. My apologies, but not really. It's great. It's fantastic. Just like a poem, a tree grows from an idea. And if there is a problem, both will wither and die. What the fuck is the problem? That doesn't make sense. If there is clutter in the poem, it will choke the reader's mind just as weeds can kill the tree. Is the clutter in a poem literally destroying my brain? I fucking hope not. Are you a mutant? Is that your secret, like, superpower? You write poems so shitty. I actively am stupider for having read them. Maybe that's my superpower. Reading poems so stupidly, you are actively dumber for having listened to it. But if you smiled and laughed even a little, you're not only dumber, but you don't care. That's the most dangerous kind of stupider. Or more stupid, as smart people would say, the collegiate geniuses. Good thing I don't go to college, because I want to stay healthy and away from humanity. Just like my mom would have, like, well, I wasn't allowed outside of the yard, like the backyard, but it was always, you know, go outside, go in the sun, get skin cancer, my very albino child. And now it's like, man, I can't see how many kids would be like, oh, in your fucking face, what? Go outside? No? Oh, I guess I have to stay in and watch TV all day. Can't go to school? Gee, you wanna sit down and teach me for 7 hours, Mom? No, you don't. Like, if that was my kid, I'd be like, fucking enjoy your 18-month vacation, kid. Like, you have at it. I ain't touching that shit. Like, nope. I'm teaching you, sometimes it's okay to say fucking nope. Nope. Fucking nope. I'm not. I am out. I'm fucking out. I don't care if it's the right thing to do or not. Fuck it. I'm a selfish asshole. Fuck it. I will deal with the repercussions. You know, that would just be me. I mean, I would never break quarantine. I'm not saying that kind of thing, but you know, in every other way, I'm a dick. Adding extra elements about poems, remember, it was fucking tree. Adding extra elements to the poem, such as imagery or expression, is just like planting a tree with fruits, pine cones, or habitat. Planting a tree with habitat? Okay. How interesting. The work will finally reward both the poet and the gardener when their completed creations fill out and shine upon the foundations from which they grew. Whoobity-doo. I hope my poem was a tree with a habitat. None of those shitty fruit pine cone trees. I want a goddamn habitat. I grow a tree from an idea, not a seed, so you know it's not a regular biological tree. This tree, just a normal tree, it, like, the 20 feet around it, it's got its own fucking habitat, like an Arctic habitat. That'd be fucking cool. That's my tree. Let the rain kiss you like a mother's delicate touch. Let the rain beat upon your head like soft sand moving across the vast desert. Wait, the rain's beating on your hand like sand, on your head, like sand moving across the desert? How? What? That does not make sense to me. With silver liquid drops as small as baby swallows, it dives toward the ground. Your rain should not be silver. And it's as small as a baby swallow. How big is a baby swallow? Is it smaller than a raindrop? That sounds like a huge fucking raindrop. Is it a fetal swallow? I mean, that would make more sense. I know a lot about swallows. They're not baby swallows. I go all the way. It dives toward the ground like let the rain sing you a lullaby, like a small breeze blowing calmly and gently. Here's my lullaby. Are you feeling sleepy yet? Okay, there's more to this. The rain makes still pools on the sidewalk, more smooth than lavender shampoo. I hope your silver rain doesn't have the texture and consistency of lavender shampoo, or you have a problem. The rain makes running pools in the gutter as if salmon were migrating swiftly inside. The rain makes a little sleep song that soothes my stress and rage on our roof at night, curing me from fear of CJD and the Black Death. What? The Black Death? Kid, this is not like the 1300s. Stop worrying about the fucking Black Death. Well, you think you're gonna get fucking bubonic plague? I hate, oh my God, this kid's gotta be emo or goth. Like, I just know I'm gonna get the bubonic plague, you guys. I was opening my Chef Boyardee the other night and I cupped my hand. It was rust and I didn't even care. Let the Black Death take me away. He sounds kind of like Trump. But I doubt Trump is that self-aware. I'm so afraid of whatever the fuck CJD is. And, like, the Black Death. CJD. Chronic jerk-off disease. Stop jerking your dick, buddy. And I love the rain, which reminds me of mixed vanilla, sugar, and milk. This kid has never seen rain. Did they ask someone who doesn't know what rain is to describe rain? Here's how they describe it. It kisses you like a mother's delicate touch. It beats on your head like sand on the desert. It's silver and as small as baby swallows. It dives toward the ground. It sings you a lullaby like a breeze. It's the consistency of shampoo. It soothes your rage and fear of the plague. And it somehow is like vanilla, sugar, and milk, but is silver and as big as a baby bird, however the fuck big that is. It sounds like some kind of weird alien insemination, to be perfectly honest. You wake up tomorrow, you're 7 months pregnant. That was not rain, buddy. Vanilla, milk, sugar, silver, baby swallow, dove into your fucking mouth. Congratulations on the birth of your half-alien, half-human hybrid baby. Mom or dad, whoever the hell. Okay, next one. Okay. It says, dear backpack. I really saw it as dear bareback. I apologize for sharing that. I should have kept it, took it to my grave, which may be sooner rather than later. Did go to the grocery store today. Dear backpack, or dear bareback, we could see it as either way as we read this poem. Go ahead and think of it as, we're going to think of it as dear bareback because he's talking to his backpack, but let's see it as dear bareback. Dear bareback, I am glad that you're here, that I accept everything about you. Your color is light blue as cloudless shining sky and your three sections for holding books. I hate to bring it to you, kid. You're fucking a bookshelf. It's dear bareback. We're continuing. This is a man with maybe the three sections for holding books. They're just talking about his fat ass. We're going to extrapolate here, okay? Dear bareback, I feel disgusted and stressed without you. In spite of that, I'm thankful when you wait patiently in my locker like the key to a treasure chest. The treasure, the key to pleasure. The pleasure chest. You're welcome, dear bareback. Do you remember that 3-day camp we went to? Oh, I bet you did. No condoms in the woods, baby. Shh, bareback style. I felt sad and lonely, and you had to carry clothes for me, but you never complained. Not even when we went to sixth grade. Damn, this kid started early as fuck. very problematic. And you had to take the additional burden of my binder, planner, and a few books. He had to carry his stuff because he was basically a slave at this point, a sex slave. In a way, we shared that burden. You'd carry my books and I'd carry you. Oh my God, is this backpack his only friend? Even though you were sometimes as heavy as a pig after a banquet. Dude, it's just a container to hold your books. It's not a person. This is so sad. I imagine him sitting at home alone, like on his bare mattress on the floor after a fresh whipping from his parents. And he's like, I need to write a love letter to my backpack. It's my only friend. We share our burden, backpack. You hold my books and I carry you as the means of transportation to my home. When I'm angry, scared, or sad, you know when to keep your mouth shut. That is abusive as fuck. You know when to keep your fucking mouth shut. If you loved me, you'd know when you could keep your fucking mouth shut, I swear to God. Don't make me pull out the violet wand again, I swear. I am thankful that we respect each other. That does not sound like respect. And who we are, best friends forever. Well, almost. With proper care, you are eternal, and I'm not. No, your backpack's not eternal. And also, this is the saddest, you're my best friend, you'll live forever, weird, sad fucking poem. I have a feeling like they didn't have like a mom. They had a backpack instead. This backpack's your mom now. Like, and they just crawled inside backpack and were like, I love you, backpack. You're my best friend. You'll never die, right, backpack? Oh, that was beautiful. That was fucking beautiful. Okay, let me see. I think he has a couple more for me. These are two more of my stupid poems. Okay. So these might have all been net neutrality, I think. I think he, or maybe not, I don't know. Well, it's either all of this patron stuff or not. But either way, if they were all yours, you're a fantastic sport for taking this mockery. And if they weren't, I think the beginning ones weren't all yours. But like, I don't know. Well, let me know in the comments below by saying, like, you hate me now for how much I've made fun of you. They're all yours. All right, the last two poems I'm going to be reading are definitely this patron's wonderful content. Let's mock it. Let's go. The Berserk Robin. Oh, boy. At my window, I heard some knocking, and there I saw signs of bleeding. Sounds like a start to my role play. After some thought, I still knew not why at my window a bird had been tapping. Your window was clean. The bird thought it was, clear sky. So birds are stupid, basically. And honestly, it wouldn't have been a problem if they had let those birds in that fucking jaguar sanctuary, I swear to God. So rude. I thought the point was well made, honestly. Said Mom, at 6:30 a.m., it was a robin. None of us were able to sleep in. Was he committing kamikaze? He was really causing a frenzy. Perhaps he was trying to get in. I mean, I feel like that was pretty evident, yeah. Then said Mom, possibly he may love, not hate himself. So he wants to mate. So did the robin want to fuck your mom? Or you? Oh shit, the robin wanted to fuck you. I thought, poor Robin. Imagine what he'll be thinking when he realizes the truth about his date. So who's the date? Is it at you? Is it the window? Is it your mom? I like to think that it's your mom. And he's like, too bad for the Robin when he realizes his date is this worn out old hose bag. Do you seriously hate me now? That was really funny, but I'm fucking sorry. It's okay. I call my mom hose bag all the time. And she's like, you fucking bitch. And I'm like, yeah, you raised me hose bag. That's what you get. And this is the final poem. There's also this fantastic snake with like a giant tongue that kind of looks like it's flaming. And then it's like tail looks like it forks somehow. I don't know. It's fucking awesome. I wish you guys could see it. It's phenomenal. Okay, this is, I don't know how to pronounce this bullshit. Leopleurodon and Eurystropopondylus. Oh my God, you were the smart kid in the fucking room, weren't you? You were like, don't you know about Leopleurodon and Mithinthabitata? Long ago, in the sea, lived a marine meat-eater with a weight of 150 times 1 ton. The king of ambush, the king of Jurassic sea matter, his name, all in bold, all in caps, my stomach is being very loud and annoying, I don't know why, I ate a flan, and flans, as we all know, keep the doctor away. So said the Flan Council of the United States of Flanica, the flan-only planet that exists in my mind. Leopleurodon. He hunted sharks, he hunted land meat eaters. If he could, he would surely hunt us. He even hunted a species of scavengers called Ystreptospondylus. Ystreptospondylus, there you go. Ystreptospondylus, who doesn't know Ystreptospondylus? If I ever have a daughter, that will be her name, Ystreptospondylus. Then one day, oh, we call her Euster, but it's really short for Ystreptospondylus. Sounds like a fucking, like, new kind of Ebola. Like, you came down with Ystreptospondylus, it's strep of, like, your anus. There you go, Ystreptospondylus. Then one day, out of all curious things, a devastating storm blew up. It killed thousands of underwater beings and took Leopleurodon onto the sand. This must stop. Are you God? You know what he kind of sound like? What's his name? Fucking ruler of the sea. The, Aquaman, that's it. It's Aquaman is saying Leopleurodon was onto the sand, and like clearly Aquaman looked over the whole realm. So he's like, not Leopleurodon. Like, I bet he rode a Leopleurodon and he's like, this must stop, you know, because he's Aquaman and he's got to pretend to be like useful somehow. So he was like, not Leopleurodon. I love him. Not my Leopleurodon. And then one day, out of all curious things, a devastating storm blew up. It killed thousands of underwater beings and took Leopleurodon onto the sand. This much stop. Here's my question. The devastating storm blew up and killed thousands of underwater creatures. What's the devastating storm? And it exploded? Is it a storm or an explosion? Or is like the storm so big it's killing thousands of underwater creatures and flinging them onto the land like a big hurricane, and it's flinging Leopleurodon? And then Aquaman is like, no, not my pretties. The top killer began to suffocate. No water washed upon him that day. What about the bad bubbling water waterfall? Nearby, a group of scavengers who hadn't yet ate saw him pass away. Wow. Too bad for Leopleurodon, too good for Ystreptospondylus. While he is feeling dead and down, the lucky scavengers chant, yus, yus. I feel like you are such a nerd that you literally made me read an essay about like that was not a poem. That was not I was reading about some kind of weird fish thing like died on the fucking sand, and the little thing it ate was like yas, which it's not even yas, yas queen. It's like yas, yas. I am the Eurosubusibus. I go, yes. But, you know, it was 10 out of 10. I liked it. I learned so much about you as a person. And about the. So, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I enjoyed mocking it. Thank you to my patron, Neutrality, so freaking much. That was a lot of fun. I'm not going to go talk to you on the chat and apologize for how much I might have ripped you a new Eurosessus, whatever that creature's name was. And thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back next week with some more, hopefully, mocking children or some other making fun of somebody content. Maybe me. Who knows? Oh, I guess stay tuned. That was horrible. Okay, anyway, I will talk to you guys next week. I love you. Thank you for listening. Mwah. Bye.